We are 4.5 months from discovery and disclosure. My husband says he wants to work on the marriage, but is definitely being ambivalent about it. He was the unfaithful one. At times I question if he's doing all he can do. And he responds with, "Do you want to see me not trying?" I question it because I don't see him doing all the homeworks or even wanting to do some of them. We rarely talk about the affair or how we need to proceed. When things are brought up, he wonders how he can be happy with me and how his love and emotions will come back. We do have a counselor in America. We are currently overseas, and we have had a few sessions over the phone. My husband seems to be doing these sessions because of me, not because he wants to. I don't understand how he can say he's committed to me and the marriage, but doesn't do the things that would help me feel safe. For example, he's been gone for 3 weeks on business and rarely contacted me, only when I made the first move. Shouldn't he be checking in daily and giving me updates, just so I can feel secure? I don't even know how to bring this topic up since he gets defensive and says he can't ever be good enough for me. This isn't the case, by the way. I just want or need some reassurance from him, and he doesn't want to give it unless he feels he can. But shouldn't he do it for me anyway? Another issue here is there's a baby in the picture. He hasn't seen the child yet, but he stated he wants to go without me, alone. I said I can't do that. I can't let him go alone and feel that if our marriage is to move forward, I should be the one to go with him. I can't trust him to see his AP alone. And two, I don't think they should be bonding over this. Thankfully, our counselor is on the same page with me on this one. My husband's coming around to realizing that though this isn't practical, it is needed for us to go on together. The problem is that he doesn't want to talk about it with me unless he can picture it in his mind. He's wigged out at the prospect of seeing me and his AP in the same room, and that overshadowing his time with his son. Can you give me any practical ways that we can make this happen in the least awkward way? I don't want to see his AP ever again, but I want to move forward in our marriage and realize this child will always be a part of it. I want to bond with my husband through his pain. I want to learn to love this child as much as he does. But how do I get him, husband, to let me do this? How can I approach both of these topics with him? I don't want to come across nagging, but I want to be able to bring up subjects so we can talk and move forward. I'm totally at a loss. So one of the things you want to be able to do, I think, one of the goals of recovery is just being able to have that rational conversation instead of an emotional conversation. And sometimes one of the things that is really helpful is to ask the question, you know, can we have that sort of rational conversation? And kind of challenge it on the front end. Say, you know, I'd like to be able to talk with you about some things, but I'd really like to see if we could just be very calm and rational about it and not emotional and look at it from like a 30,000-foot level rather than trying to even solve all of it. A good place to start, as funny as this may sound, is just trying to understand each other's perspective. See if he's willing to listen to your perspective. And I would start first by asking him kind of what, again, his concerns are. The more you talk about it and the more he can express how he feels about it, and the more you're able to listen to him and not be defensive, but in fact, it's almost like you want to be able to do nothing as he's talking about kind of his feelings about the whole thing, other than just listen and hear what he has to say. Model for him that ability to stay calm and cool, keeping it rational, and then in turn say, you know, would you like me to be, and talk not about him, blame him for anything, but instead just talk about how you feel about it and what your perspective is, and ultimately help him to understand your perception in the same way that you try to understand his perception. Couples that, you know, one of the growth points for couples is being able to differentiate. It's almost like being able to see are both of you have different points of view, and yet kind of maintain your own sense of hanging on to your own values and what's important to you, even though there are differences. I mean, that's just, that's called conflict intimacy. It's the ability to have that conflict or that difference, but you've differentiated enough that it's not like you feel like you're, you know, somebody's got to compromise themselves. It's how do we sit with the difference? Because some things aren't going to be solved easily. And your ability to be safe while he talks about it probably is a place for him, at least, to begin to help get his mind around what it might look like. Because if you can't be safe just while the two of you talk about it, then it's going to be really difficult for him to believe farther down the line, if you're actually there, that things would go well. So the conversation, to me, would be kind of the first thing. The other thing I would say, though, is, you know, one of the things that, you know, is really, you know, you're bringing up one thing here that's a bit of a concern to me, because your questions of shouldn't he be willing to call me or stay in touch with me, I mean, you need, and I think marriages need, I guess an understanding or at least a sense that their mate ultimately is really committed to the process, and that in the long run that they're earnest about moving forward with the relationship. If you're not able to determine like this kind of earnestness, their willingness to go forward with the relationship, it's really hard, I think, for you to, I think, be comfortable in this thing. It sounds like, you know, as you said, there's a great deal of ambivalence on his part. And, you know, that's it's just a concern. I would hope that he's going to be earnest, because ultimately that earnestness to me would look like there would certainly be some expression of regret and remorse. There would certainly be those behaviors that are trust building, and that there would be the involvement in therapy. It sounds like he's got the involvement in therapy. That's really good. And it sounds like he's even compromised to some extent. But I would want to work out, how do we maintain contact? Because if you're not being able to communicate over long periods of time while he's traveling, or you don't know how to connect during those time periods, to me that just creates a concern in the sense that you may continually drift apart. Another thing that, just a suggestion, well, that's probably enough for that particular question, because I see you've got another one up here. Let's see if we've got a question here on that. Hang on just a second.